Schools head into August with enrollment gains and unanswered questions. San Diego Unified is entering its August 10th school start, having enrolled 1,085 new students through its enrollment hubs, 82% of the 1,309 new student target set for the first day of school. Superintendent Dr. Fabi Bagula received two distinct recognitions this week: the 2026 Leadership Award from the San Diego LGBT Community Center and the National Art Schools Network's Outstanding Superintendent Award for Arts Leadership. The Arts Award reflects a programmatic commitment the district has sustained through budget cycles that have forced many comparable districts to eliminate arts programming entirely. The Teach Lead Internship Program graduated 400 high school students this summer across 20 schools, up from 22 students at two schools when it launched in 2021, roughly an 18-fold increase in 5 years. Participants earn elective credit while working as paid assistant teachers in elementary classrooms, creating an early pipeline into the teaching profession. August 10th also marks the launch of the district's learner-centered technology use resolution, which prohibits video streaming platforms like YouTube and non-instructional gaming on personal devices, and removes computer carts from transitional kindergarten classrooms, with a phased rollout continuing through spring 2027. The 82% enrollment figure, however, warrants scrutiny. The district loses roughly 1,309 students annually to competing options and demographic decline. Re-enrolling 1,085 new students means net enrollment still shrinks by more than 200. The enrollment hubs model also cannot yet answer a more fundamental question: whether it is attracting students who genuinely chose San Diego Unified over alternatives, or simply streamlining paperwork for families who would have enrolled regardless. The former represents a competitive win, the latter an efficiency gain, meaningfully different outcomes. The clearest test of whether the enrollment recovery is real will come from the October 1st attendance census, the official count that determines state funding. If the certified October figure is within a few hundred students of the August enrollment total and shows fewer than 500 net new students compared to October 2025, the strategy holds. If the gap between August enrollment and October census exceeds roughly 15%, it would suggest the hubs are capturing early interest that does not translate into full-year enrollment, and the district's structural decline would reassert itself. That number, when it is released, will be the more meaningful data point than any August enrollment announcement.